A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Memches, Sukkah 48a, pagination page 95. The second Mishnah on the page is where we will start, which is about halfway down in the middle of a line. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. What does it mean that Sukkah is for 7 days? The Mishnah previously told us that the mitzvah of Sukkah is only during Sukkis and not for Shmini Atzeres. It's only the 7 days of Sukkis as we know them as Sukkis. So the Mishnah tells us, Gomar mi le'echol, when a person is done eating on the 7th day, lo yater es sukkaso, not supposed to dismantle the Sukkah. Avo morid es hakelim min amincha ulamayla, but after a certain time, towards the end of the day, when you think you're finished eating, you're allowed to start taking the vessels down from the sukkah, in order to prepare properly for Shmini Atzeres. The term morid, taking down from the sukkah, is used, the Mefarshim explained, because they often built the sukkah on the roof. And therefore, they were bringing the kelim down into the house. And the Mishnah is telling us they're doing that in order to prepare for Shmini Atzeres. Asks the Gemara, Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu. If a person has no vessels to take down, what should he do? Now, the Gemara obviously had something on its mind, but the Gemara's response here indicates we don't yet understand fully what the person asking the question meant. The Gemara asks, Ein lo kelim, he doesn't have vessels to move, elo ki yishtamish b'may yishtamish. So what was he using? Ela, let me explain my question. Ein lo mokum lahorid kelav mahu. The person does not have any place to take his vessels. He doesn't have any vessels that he wants to move because he wants to leave the vessels in the same place. Presumably, the man may have a house, but it's not over here. And he wants to be able to stay in the sukkah for Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara is assuming that he has to do something to the sukkah to make it clear that he's not adding to the mitzvah of Sukkis another day, and that he's only there voluntarily because it's pleasant weather and he has no other place to go. So for right now, he's there, but not for the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tav Resh Samach Vav, Sif Katan Hey, mentions that this is not a real issue of Baal Tosif adding on to the mitzvah in an improper way, because the person is not having kavana for the mitzvah, and being that it's out of Sukkis and he's not having time in mind for the mitzvah, he's not doing Baal Tosif. But it's still clear from this Gemara that it's proper for him to do something to demonstrate that his staying in the sukkah at this point is not for the purpose of the mitzvah. So the Gemara tells us two solutions. The first opinion is that he should dismantle the schach by 4 tfachim, which would in some way invalidate the sukkah. We'll discuss it in a moment. But 4 tfachim to invalidate the sukkah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Madlik Boes Haner. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says the solution is to light a candle in the sukkah, referring to a sukkah, as we'll see in a moment, where you normally weren't allowed to light a candle because there was a degree of danger, fear, that the sukkah might catch fire. So normally you wouldn't light a fire, and now you would light a fire to demonstrate that it was no longer the mitzvah of sukkah, and you're not so concerned, velo pligi, and it's not a argument over here. Halon v'halahu. It depends if you were in Chutz La'aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, or you were in Eretz Yisrael. What do we mean by that? So the people in Chutz La'aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, were still living in their sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, at least partially, because of Sveika D'Yoma, the doubt of the day. And therefore, for them to dismantle the schach was not an option, because that would be some degree of bona soser on sukkis, on Yom Tov, on Shmini Atzeres. And they weren't able to do this until Shmini Atzeres, because for them, they have to still be involved in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, their only solution was this Nair type of idea. But in Eretz Yisrael, where on Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, they were done with the sukkah, if you intended to continue using the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and you didn't want any element of Baal Tosif, then you would move the schach enough to make a gap of four tefachim, and that would demonstrate that you're not doing it anymore, you're not using it anymore for the mitzvah of sukkah. Tosfos asks that if you're looking to invalidate the sukkah, so space invalidates with three tefachim. What do you need four tefachim for? It's only schach posel that the discussion is four tefachim, but avir is posel begimel. The Ritva answers that if you had a sukkah of four walls, making a gap in the middle, whether it's three tefachim or any tefachim, it's not going to make a difference. It's still going to be kosher, because each sukkah, each side of the area is going to be valid in and of itself. And therefore, the Ritva says the logic over here of four tefachim is not technically to invalidate the sukkah, but rather simply to demonstrate that the sukkah is no longer being used for a mitzvah. As we'll see in a few moments, that there are other ways you can demonstrate that the sukkah is not being used for a mitzvah, but rather for convenience, because you didn't have a different place to go. And that's what this arba is, because we wanted a makam chashuv, a significant amount of schach to be cleared, to demonstrate that you're moving away from using the sukkah rather than using the sukkah. It comes to mind the concept of a blech on a fire when you put it there before Shabbos, or in the text of the Mishnayos in Shabbos, goruf v'katum, to diminish the fire. It's not that the fire is out, it's that you're demonstrating that you're no longer using the fire for cooking purposes. Now, the second item, which the second activity, which the Gemara mentioned as an option to demonstrate that the sukkah is no longer being used for a sukkah, was to bring in a fire, to bring in a candle into a sukkah that was small, where you normally weren't allowed to bring in a candle. Now, to phrase this, that it normally wasn't allowed to bring in a candle because it's dangerous, is a little difficult to understand, because now that you're using it on Shmini Atzeres, you're going to bring in a candle. If it's dangerous, it's dangerous. You're not allowed to do it any time, even if you're not using it for the purpose of a sukkah. So I think a better way to phrase it would be, not that it's dangerous, but if you only have one sukkah, then you become, forgive the expression, but a little neurotic. You wouldn't bring a candle into the sukkah, because all is lost if the sukkah catches fire. So you're taking extra precautions. And what we're saying is that you're no longer going to take those extra precautions once the sukkah is not needed for the mitzvah of sukkah. If the sukkah theoretically would burn down, all would not be lost. You would eat without the sukkah. And therefore, all we're talking about is that extra caution sensitivity. But if it was a true danger issue, if the size of the sukkah and the type of the candle would indicate danger, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, period, even on Shmini Atzeres. So clearly we're talking about something that was not a safety issue. Rather like a reverence issue. Do you realize how important the sukkah is? You got to be extra careful. Okay. The Gemara continues and says, Hatenech sukkah ketana, I understand a small sukkah, you could bring in a ner, a candle. Sukkah gedola ma'ika lemeimar. But if it's a big sukkah, what are you going to do? And the Gemara answers, the ma'ayil ba'mani michla. You bring in the food serving utensils. The Omar Rava, because Rava taught us, mani michla bar mitalalosa. The food serving kelim have to be kept outside of the sukkah. It's not honor to bring in those utensils, similar to your dining room. You wouldn't bring in the big pot. You would dish it out into some kind of serving utensils. But the items that were on the fire themselves, you wouldn't bring them into the dining room. You're not allowed to bring them into the sukkah either. Mani mishtaya, items of drink, b'metal olasa, those you are allowed to bring into the sukkah. Yashikoach, have a great day.